News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's Monday, August 3rd, if you can believe that. And we're starting things off right on this Monday, the first Monday of August, with my good friend, Malcolm Ballinger, who's here early today to keep me company with Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
I'm so glad you were willing to come in a little bit early today. Thank you.
Well, you've thrown off my whole day, but that's okay.
But don't feel guilty. That sounds just like somebody else I know.
Yeah.
That's good.
No, okay. I'm happy to do it, of course.
Well, we had a nice weekend. It wasn't as rainy as I thought it was going to be, so there was some, but it was still hot. Still hot.
Yeah, I understand it's going to cool down a little bit the next few days.
Yeah, but when they say that here, they usually mean by 3 degrees.
Yes.
It's not like we're going to go down into the 60s. Oh, it's going to cool down a bit from 99 to 96. Woo!
Yesterday morning, about 5:30, the heavens opened at my house.
I mean, that thunderstorm woke me up.
Yeah.
And I swear I thought the lightning hit my house. It was so that with the lightning, the light and the thunder at the same time, where it's really loud, a really loud boom, that woke me. I shot up out of bed. That was really loud.
But even so, I put on my golf clothes and went to the golf course. And actually, a little after 7, it stopped raining. And pretty much that was it for the day.
And the course wasn't wet? The greens weren't wet?
No, it drains pretty well, Osceola. There was another storm right around 11:30, but that passed quickly. And then it was a beautiful afternoon.
So. Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. Yeah. So how'd you play?
Horrible.
I don't know anyone. I mean, I know so few people that come back and say, I had a great game. I sit here and I want very few people come back and tell me, I had a great game.
If you don't play golf, don't take it up, because it's such a frustrating game, because you can never get anywhere close to perfection. And just once in a round, you hit a perfect shot, and that's what brings you back.
I see.
But then you go back to the grind of topping it and doing all those things.
Right. Are you a good driver? Are you able to get it down the fairway?
Yeah, I'm pretty reasonable, yeah.
See, I was good on the greens. I was a good chipper and putter. That was my where I excelled. But I don't know if I didn't have the strength or just wasn't. I never could get a good drive off the tee. So I was always having an extra couple of strokes just to get close to the tee. And then once I got there, I usually did really well to make up for it.
Well, it's really not about strength. Mm-hmm. It's more about the swing.
Coordination.
Head speed, club head speed, which doesn't necessarily need strength.
Oh.
Some of the best golfers are just little guys.
Okay, well, make me feel bad now. It's about coordination. I ball coordination probably, but, you know.
Well, I just showed you an email, a text that I got from Lake White.
Sort of set this up.
He's head of the local Humane Society.
Yes.
You know that we just did a pet contest issue.
Right, on Pensacola Magazine.
On Pensacola Magazine, and the winner was, was Mushi.
Right.
Who, as I think we've described before, was very regal. And
he looks like a spoiled kitty cat, for sure.
Yeah.
Very, very quaff.
She came to the office and sort of looked at as if, say, who are you?
I used to have a teacher that would say, little people. Little people.
But anyway,
yes.
We digress. Blake sent me a picture of Mushi when she first came into the animal shelter.
Oh, I didn't know she was a shelter kitty.
And her name, actual name at the time, was Annika.
Oh.
So she'd been renamed Mushi, which I think is a much more fitting name. Mm-hmm. Anyway, eternally glad that we're not on video, because we'd be a total failure. But this is the one occasion where I wish I could show everybody a picture.
I was shocked. I thought you were showing me, because we were talking about feral cats earlier before we went on the air, and I thought you were showing me one of your neighbor cats. It looked very scruffy and unkempt, and then when you told me it was Mushi, I was shocked, because Mushi's come a long way from those shelter days, for sure.
She's brown and dirty and matted eyes and...
She's solid white in the photo on the cover. I didn't recognize her.
Well, she's got a loving parent now.
Clearly. Yeah. Clearly. But isn't that something? I had the Humane Society on a couple times last week talking about all that they're doing. And still at capacity, all the shelters locally, still really having a hard time finding homes for so many stray dogs and cats. Mm. It's really something. So if you get a chance, if you can't actually adopt a pet, you could also just foster for a couple days, which helps the shelters out because they've run out of room, essentially.
I have asked Kelly to include in this September issue, the August has already gone to press, in the September issue, the two pictures,
Yes.
Just so you can see what a difference the Humane Society makes.
Mm-hmm. All of the groups are really quite extraordinary in what they do. And one of my Humane Society is one of my favorites. And then A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue, they come on once a month on the Frisky Friday. And they're so good about, they call them pup dates. They'll show the ones needing to be adopted, and then they'll do these continuous updates. Once they're adopted, a picture with the new owner, which is always sweet, but usually you never see anything after that. But they're so good about a year or 2 years down the road, and you see these animals that are just so pampered and loved and sitting on their couches with their sweaters on, or, you know, just it's a whole nother world for them, and it just really makes your heart fill up.
My experience is that if you adopt a shelter pet, they are the most loyal
grateful
pet that you could ever wish for.
Very grateful.
Yes.
Yeah. When I adopted Max from the shelter over in Bay County, Max was a big old black lab, just a kind of dog, you know, just this lunkhead kind of dog.
Well, don't they say that?
Watch it. Well, I know where you're going.
Don't
careful.
Don't. Well, careful. Listeners know what I meant to say.
Wow. Okay. Maybe you won't be coming back early next week. No, what I was going to say was how grateful that dog was, because when we first came by, he was on they don't do it anymore, but they used to have, they called it death row on the kennel.
Oh.
And it was, you know, all the kennels were lined up. They had four or five rows of cages. And then the last row, those dogs, they would move the dogs towards. And it was just awful. So Max was on the last, it was on the last row, and I think he knew it. And so he was sort of curled up in the corner. And when I said, hey, little guy, and his little tail kind of sort of wagged, just thump, thump a little bit. And I thought, oh, and that was it. It was all over. And then I thought, no, I can't do it. And then they had descriptions, and it said, very nice dog, but is a known chicken killer. And I thought, what? And I looked at him, and I said, did you kill some chickens? And his little face went, just like that. His little face looked at me like, guilty. And his little tail wagged like, and then he kind of walked over towards me. And I said, what happened? And then they told me, I guess, that one of the neighbors next door had chickens or something. And he raced after him as a puppy or whatever. And I thought, I don't know.
That's an exuberance of puppies. They do that kind of thing.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So guess who? I said, well, I'll take him for a walk. That was it. I took him out of and he went home with me. And I love that dog. He was the sweetest, followed me around, sweetest little dog ever. And like you said, very grateful.
Yes.
Very grateful. But just a sweet, big old Max. He was just a great dog. I still see that smirk on your face, so we're going to go take a break. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a minute on News Radio 92.3. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Monday morning with Malcolm Ballinger, talking about some of his publications and the recent star of Pensacola magazine, Mushi, the cat. Mm. But you've got some new, all the August issues will be coming out this week, correct?
As a matter of fact, the August issue will be delivered today.
Oh.
Parade of Homes.
Excellent. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Which is next week.
Okay. Does it start this Saturday or?
A week from Friday.
Okay. Very good.
It is, in fact, our biggest edition of the year.
Is it really?
It's 128 pages, I think.
Wow.
And
so what is featured in it?
Well, obviously the Parade of Homes, the Dream Home, but also lots and lots of floor plans by builders and other homes, as well as remodeling ideas, all kinds of things.
Well, cool. That's going to be, and that's out today.
Yes, it'll be delivered later this afternoon.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
And again, our biggest edition of the year, we always look forward to the Parade of Homes.
How do you pick a cover for that? Is that the Dream Home?
It's the Dream Home.
Who decides on the Dream Home?
That's the Home Builders Association.
Oh, okay. Yes. And they sponsor the whole parade of homes, is that correct? Okay.
Yeah. Most years, it's a little bit crazy because getting the house done on time and
photographable,
if that's a good word. This year wasn't too bad, but we kind of had to do some creative things because landscaping wasn't quite finished yet. But shouldn't give away secrets, should I?
Well, that's what AI
Please
is
don't
all
tell
about,
anybody.
Right?
But it's always a busy time of the year because the pet contest. Well, first of all, we have the wedding contest, bride contest,
right
in
the spring, right?
And then we have the pet contest in June. Mm-hmm. Parade of Homes actually is the August edition,
right?
Pet contest was July, excuse me. And so it's a very, very busy time.
Well, those are your primary stories in the Pensacola Magazine, but I would say that I've been reading it for years now, and what I love about it is you have those cover stories, but you include so much of what's happening in the community, photos from events, and things that are very relevant to people in Pensacola. Mm. It's kind of a no-brainer, Pensacola Magazine, but you really take that, I think your team takes that to heart in bringing what is current and what's interesting to people that live here in Pensacola.
Yeah. Our job is not to give you the news. That's mm-hmm. other people's bailiwick. Our job is to highlight the good things in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. Our mission is to highlight arts, crafts, culture, lifestyle, people that make a difference.
Right.
And there are so many of them. And organizations mm-hmm. that make a difference. As you know, I'm very much into the arts community.
Mm-hmm.
And it is my belief that society cannot function without arts. And
well, you and I are in agreement about that.
Yeah.
I think it's so important to keep that alive, that cultural creativity.
Yes.
And to keep people, it's very exhilarating. And it's right now, there's so much technology and so much inhuman, maybe is the right, maybe not the right word, but non-human, non-feeling.
Yeah.
AI is not real. And so the music, when you have the creative music, the opera and dance and theater and expression and emotion, I don't ever want us to lose that.
Yeah. I certainly don't want to criticize movies like Spider-Man, which I see.
Oh, no, that's fun. That's creative in a different way.
Creative,
using
it's release, I
right.
guess.
But it uses the technology in a creative way, if that makes
yeah,
any sense.
Yeah. And we all need, we all, I think, have ways where we sort of get out of reality for a while. And
yeah, I think they
fantasy.
Call that drinking.
Yeah, probably.
For most.
And so that is a wonderful thing, mm-hmm. I think, because other people do it in different ways.
Sure.
But I understand Spider-Man jumping from building to building. Yes, it's exciting.
Right.
But we must have, obviously, more cultured arts.
Mm-hmm.
Trying hard not to offend anybody here.
No, I like in-person, though. I love the theater, and it amazes me when I talk to friends, and they'll say, well, I've never been to a play. Never? You've never seen it?
Wow.
It's such a wonderful experience between, between the performers and the audience, whether it's just as the symphony, for example, is live.
Yeah.
Now, I could listen to music all day long. I love music, so I'll listen to music all day long, but it still doesn't replace the experience of going to a live concert and seeing those musicians playing and feeling the vibration of the music, the energy of the music right there. And the live experience is really something I hope we never give up, because I love the theater for that reason. And every night is different because every audience is different.
Mm.
So as performers, when you're acting and then that influences the subtleties of whatever the play is about or whatever is happening is influenced by the energy of the audience. So when you're doing a comedy, and we always used to laugh on Sunday afternoons, would be little chortles. Of laughter. Friday night after everybody's gone to cocktails after work, it's it's like body laughter. Everybody's having a great time, or Saturday night shows. It's just interesting. It's different every night. And I love that it is a little different every single time.
Yes, yes. And as I say, that's our mission.
Mm-hmm.
I think We do a pretty good job of it. Kelly and staff do a wonderful job.
Absolutely.
Some really interesting stories.
Mm-hmm.
Stories that that you just don't read about anywhere else.
That's right. Which is great. And stories about people who are making a difference. Those are the ones I love. Yeah. You have a really good knack for finding people that maybe otherwise don't normally get recognition. I like those a lot.
And, of course, we are defiantly sticking to the printed word. Which is still alive and well.
I love that, though. I like newspapers I can hold in my hand, books I can hold in my hand, and publications and magazines.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But I guess that makes me old school now at this point, or not. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, without getting into it too deeply, there's a lot of research that shows people are moving back to the printed word. It was great reading things on a little tablet.
Mm-hmm. The novelty's worn off, maybe.
Yeah, people want. There's something about holding a book or a magazine mm-hmm. and reading.
I agree.
It's the feel of the book,
mm-hmm.
the printed page.
No, I agree. Sitting there with a good cup of hot chocolate and a blanket and just
or a toddy,
hot toddy, and curling up with a good book is a great way to spend the Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
All right. Well, it's not Sunday. It's Monday. So we're going to have to get going here and take a quick break. But we'll be back in just a minute with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on a Monday morning with Meg and Malcolm. I hope you're enjoying the start of your day. It's supposed to be hot and beautiful today. So that's a good sign. We don't have to deal with the weather. And we're talking about Ballinger Publishing. They have so many great publications. Be on the lookout, because today we have both Pensacola Magazine and Downtown Crowd coming out today. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So what's happening with Downtown Crowd? You've got Parade of Homes for Pensacola Magazine.
Yes. Actually, I just pulled it up on, because you know we have a digital version.
I know.
We talked about print being very strong, but we're also very heavily involved in the digital side. And
I think it's kind of cool, I will admit, when you can flip the pages on your phone.
Yes.
It's interesting. It's so different. Nothing I ever would have imagined.
And all of our current publications are available on a flipbook version, as I call it.
Uh-huh.
And that includes Pensacola Magazine, Downtown Crowd, Coming of Age, the Summation Weekly.
Okay.
Which is a weekly community newspaper that we put out.
Right.
And, of course, I'm just flipping the pages here, actually.
What's on the cover this month?
Well, I've gone past the cover, but we'll go back here. Just keep flipping the pages.
Last month, I'm still looking at last month's issue, which was fun because it was the retro revival of clothing and everything. People wearing stuff from the 60s and 70s again. All comes back around, they say.
Yes, it always comes back around. Don't throw away those broad ties and
right.
drain pipe pants or whatever.
Ooh.
Well, they're kind of in fashion now, aren't they? It's
yes.
the old bell bottoms that you got to keep.
Well, they're supposed to be coming back, a little flare. They're calling them flare pants now.
Okay.
So, which is the bell bottom.
I've come to the, and it says, First Friday's Art Walk.
Oh, what's that going
to
be?
Well, I need to read the article, and then I can tell you.
Okay.
But
well, that'll be fun when we find out about that, but it sounds good.
I hate to admit, we put out so many publications. There was a time when I read every single article before it was published.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't enough hours in the day anymore.
Well, and you also have a great team.
Yes.
Kelly and everybody
else. Do a wonderful
job. I mean, it's easy when you've got such good people working for you.
Yes.
So, all right, that's our cue. The first half hour of Monday morning is behind us, and I hope that you're having a good start so far. All you got to do is, if you got a question or comment, you can text that in to us. Malcolm's going to be back for the next half hour at 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the news on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. Hard to believe it's the first Monday of August, August 3rd today, but here we go. And August is typically a hot month in this area. Mm-hmm. People think of July as being the hot summer month, but I have to say, having lived there quite a few decades now, that it is definitely August that I find is the hottest. What do you think?
Yes. Or even early September.
That's true, too. Yeah, absolutely. And one thing to note, too, is be prepared. That typically our hurricane season, whenever we do see some weather, as they say in quotes, usually happens for us in September, October. So when things start coming off the coast of Africa. So we're not quite there yet, but be aware that this is we're almost there. So get everything now. Take advantage of taking summer sales and things like that and get yourself prepared.
Little report on downtown.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to say that things are moving on the post office, but I can't.
No, welcome.
I'm really not sure what's happening.
I'm interested in why you're so obsessed with it. It's been months now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's become an obsession.
Yes, it has. Just a little bit, I would say. Yeah. Just a little bit. Did you get any reports this week?
Apparently, it's still something to do with the floor.
Huh. That's interesting.
But you could have rebuilt the place. I'm sure there's good reason. I shouldn't criticize. I mean, I'm sure they're not opening just because they want to spite us, but it would be nice to see.
I know you're ready.
Well, you know, I've often said that there are some things downtown that make downtown.
Right.
And one of them is a post office, I think. It used to be when it was on Palafox Street, you would go in there, and there was always a line. Mm-hmm. So always somebody you knew that you could chat to.
Well, that's true. I can remember mailing things.
It was like a social center.
Yeah, well, that's true. That is true. But that's very much with small towns. And
yeah.
But you know what? Even when I lived in New York, in the big city, the local post office was where you saw everybody. It was definitely a gathering place.
So we have, unfortunately, that not so good news. But I'm hopeful that one of these days I'll say, guess what? Post office is open. Friday, I went to the grand reopening of Bodacious Coffee.
I heard about it. I saw a lot of pictures on that. That looked like a lot of fun. Rishi Studer was there.
Yeah, she was doing lots of interviews, and I didn't get a chance to chat with her. But lots of things happening.
With all the Bodacious shops, Bodacious Olive and Brew, the drive-through, and Bubba's ice cream shop, and all the different places that they are responsible for. We kind of did a renovation, I guess, a little upgrading of everything.
Yes, yeah. Palafox Street now with the upgrade is such a great place to start at, say, Garden Street and walk down one side to Main Street and then cross the road and then walk up the other side.
Well, if you want to do that, here's an idea for you. You're segueing right into that, were you?
I'm setting it up, and over to you.
Okay. Well, this is very exciting. This Friday, they're starting this first Friday of every month. It's called the First Friday's Art Walk. This is when I first heard this, I thought it was the gallery night, but this is a little bit different, right? This is a whole different thing. From 5:30 to 7:30 in downtown Pensacola, all the different art galleries are participating in this. They're going to have a free trolley rides. They'll says they can have live music and refreshments, meet the artists, support local art in Pensacola. Hmm. So some of the galleries that are participating, Blue Morning Gallery, let's see, Sarah Soul Web Studio, Reverie Fine Arts Collective, Joe Hopps Gallery, Quayside Art Gallery, Artel Art Gallery, Artwork Seville, and Brent Loss Art Gallery, to name a few.
Yeah.
So that's kind of exciting. That's a whole new thing.
Yeah, this, I think, is a great idea. This is really how Gallery Night originally started.
Mm-hmm.
But it's become, it's not really a gallery night anymore.
It's a bigger Celebrate Palafox Night kind
of. It's a big party.
Yeah.
This
still
I
fun.
Think,
I mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But this gets back to exposing the arts to the general public.
Which should be fun. And you can just walk, now that it's so easy to walk, and plus wheelchair accessible now, which it wasn't before. So that's great. You can bring family members out, and maybe that couldn't have done it before, can come out now and enjoy the galleries, which are just beautiful. We've got some great artists in this town.
Yes.
Really great art galleries and artists that are actually well-known around the world, some of them.
Mm.
So it's pretty cool. So the cool factor's there. He's looking at me blankly.
I was thinking of something witty to say, but I couldn't.
Okay. Well, if you have something witty to say, you can always text it in. This is Pep Talk with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing, 850-437-1620. Getting away from downtown, just want to remind you that the Bands on the Beach continues out on Pensacola Beach. It's such a fun evening. It's free. You can head out with the kids and the family, and it's right there underneath the beach ball at the Casino Beach. Right there at the pavilion. And tomorrow night, it starts at 7 o'clock, and tomorrow night, 7 to 9, the band is, I think it's a cute name, the band is, let me see, the New Cahoots. I think of Cahoots, you're always in a cahoot with somebody when you get in trouble. So the New Cahoots, it's an acoustic duo from Pensacola formed by songwriters Michael Garcia and Gordon Frank. The duo blends the sounds of folk, bluegrass, and Americana. And their performances include a diverse catalog of originals and covers ranging from traditional bluegrass to folk and jam bands. That should be good.
Yeah.
I love how they have every week it's something different. Mm. It's not the same thing over and over. It's something different every time. So this sounds like a really interesting group.
Which reminds me that I saw on the morning news that the city council is contemplating putting a traffic light on Gregory Street.
Oh, boy, is it needed.
Yes, that's exactly what I was about to say.
That is a scary place to try to cross over.
It's a racetrack coming off the bridge.
Yeah, describe exactly where it is. It's coming right off the bridge.
Right off the bridge.
The 3 mile bridge from Gulf Breeze.
Yes.
Into Pensacola.
In Pensacola. And, of course, there's the restaurant on the left and Richie's East on the right, Gregory Street, down towards
McGuire's.
Like McGuire's, yes. That's exactly right. It's that strip of road.
And there's a crossover there. I think it's 14th Avenue.
Yeah.
And so you're coming from Bayfront Parkway. And if you want to go, you just go up a little hill and up by the restaurant. And then good luck if you want to get to the other side.
Yes.
It's really scary.
That's where they are doing a study for a traffic light at 14th and Gregory.
Lots of accidents there.
I absolutely think it needs to. The traffic needs to be slowed down.
For sure, because they're coming off the bridge. People are going probably way too fast to begin with. But they coming down, and then you have all these people sort of merging in. And what complicates it is that right lane is the lane to get on I-110 once you get through that light over there by 9th Avenue, by the Bay Center.
Yes.
So people are just going way too fast and switching lanes like crazy. Because once you get to that light, you got to make a decision if you're going to go left towards Gardner or you're going to go straight up to I-10.
You're exactly right.
It gets complicated.
It's confusion with lanes.
Yes. Yeah. Right. As soon as you get off the bridge, everybody starts putting their blinkers on.
And actually, this is not in the city limits.
Mm-hmm.
But the other, I think, real problem area is Barrancas Street from Navy Boulevard.
Oh, I don't like that section.
Down
either.
And over the bridge.
No, I'm with you on that, too.
That is like a racetrack.
Yeah. Yeah, people going way too fast.
Yeah, I did speak to Mike Kohler, our commissioner, and he's been working on some solutions. He's talked to the Florida Department of Roads and talked about a traffic light. And I don't know if it's being studied, but it needs a traffic light somewhere in the middle of that stretch,
right,
just to stop people. Because once they hit the bridge, I mean, 60, 70, 80 miles an hour, they're just going like crazy.
Yeah, no, I know, I agree.
And then they get over the bridge, and, of course, then there's a traffic light at the bottom, and they have to brake sharply. But I'm surprised there aren't more accidents than there is.
That's true. All right, we're talking with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Got to take a quick break. If you've got some thoughts about traffic in Pensacola or maybe you know of something fun that's happening this week, feel free to text it in to us at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Pep Talk. Malcolm Ballinger is here this morning with Ballinger Publishing on a Monday morning. First Monday in August, which is still hard to believe. Got some texts coming in at 850-437-1620. Just talking about community events and traffic. And one of our listeners said, which I had to laugh, so we didn't need to do the roundabout at the foot of the bridge because basically they're just moving that traffic right over to 14th, which is so true. It's so true. And that roundabout is one of the worst roundabouts I've ever seen.
Well, it's not really a roundabout.
No, it's not.
It's a...
I don't know. It's kind of a
hybrid,
mess.
To put it politely. a real roundabout is
round,
circular, round, yeah. And round. You merge onto it and go right. around.
Yeah. That one's dangerous. I'm so nervous when I come off the bridge into that one because everyone's going every which way. No one's really paying attention. And it's just, I don't know, it just doesn't seem to be.
I wasn't in the room, but I imagine when they were planning the thing, somebody wanted a real roundabout. Mm-hmm. Somebody didn't. Mm-hmm. And so they compromised.
Correct.
With half a roundabout.
That's a half a roundabout. But I did see some good news. It looked kind of exciting this weekend about that whole area by the graffiti bridge,
yes.
Right there by the visitor center and that park there and that
They're
little dock.
They're going to put a boat landing.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It looked like it was going to be
and
really
a
nice.
Pedestrian pathway under the 17th Street
Which
bridge.
Would be make it so much safer.
Yeah.
Because people, it scares me when I see people walking underneath there. And yeah. There always are painters, by the way, usually painting something there. But
yeah.
But it would be nice to see that. I also saw something, looks like they're going to be able to finally finish making progress on the fishing pier that we lost
yeah.
during Hurricane Sally yeah. when one of the barges ran into it. And it looks like that's coming back, too. So it's nice to see. But you were telling me they're doing some kind of light for the graffiti bridge?
Yes, the pedestrian walkway is going to be lighted.
Oh, so I wonder how they're going to do that. Underneath? Going underneath, you said?
Yeah, huh. I guess it would have to. You would think it's barely wide enough, but
yeah, I was going to say, it's not a lot of room there.
Yeah.
Okay, but also the lighting for those poor truck drivers, the people that just
His
don't.
His vehicle is too tall.
Just don't get it. every time it happens, you just groan. And I'm amazed that that bridge endures all these traffic accidents.
I think they have a plan to put some sort of device which measures if the truck is too tall and lights go off. And
you would think that would be a yeah.
That should
be. That should be a deterrent.
Yeah.
Or not.
But you would think just coming up to the bridge, that looks a little.
It looks low. It looks low even in the car that I have. It looks low. Let alone with a truck. I don't know. It's interesting. It's a.
Although we haven't had too many stuck under there lately, have we? I know there was a period of time when there were several in
a row. It kind of comes in spurts.
Yeah.
So I don't know about that. But it's kind of interesting keeping in touch with the traffic and paying attention to all that. We definitely sound like we live here. Definitely a local show.
Yeah.
We're talking about community events and what's happening. And that's what's nice about your publications, bringing it back to why you're here, Ballinger Publishing.
Well, with the publications, we try not to be controversial. In fact, we aren't controversial.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an opportunity. We're not really controversial, but just to point out some things that maybe is on our mind or other people's minds, too, that would be a useful upgrade to Pensacola.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I love the fact that these kinds of stories are included in the Pensacola magazine, which, by the way, if you weren't listening earlier, is coming out today, the new August issue, and Downtown Crowd, which I love because you include all the different events that are happening. You have a nice events calendar in that publication as well. So I take one every month and keep it with me and reference it all the time during the show, for sure, because I like to stay on top of what's happening.
Mm.
And there's a lot happening all the time in this area.
Well, we're really into the festival event season.
Yeah, it's coming. Right. Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival is in the fall. We also have, again, this new First Fridays, which is exciting, which will be this Friday night. Will be the first art gallery event, so that's going to be fun. So lots going on. There's somebody just texted in, put up a sign that says sports cars only. There you go.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Thanks, Jim. If you have a comment, clearly anything goes. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. Monday mornings, it's always fun for me to have Malcolm here because we get a chance to talk about his publications, but Malcolm is somebody that's just so involved in the community, and he's got his hand on the pulse of Pensacola, no doubt about it. So he always has some good insights of some of the things that are happening, and I always appreciate the time that you spend here with us. So you're a good egg.
Well, thank you.
That's my mother used to say.
Well, on the positive side, by the way, things are moving along on Garden Street. I'll be very happy.
Yes.
Because that's my root home.
Mm-hmm.
It will be a great step forward to get rid of all of those barriers and lane things, because it can get very confusing, particularly in the early hours of the morning or late at night. They just don't seem to always line up.
Right.
But I understand.
Well, it's temporary. Those are temporary.
Those
right?
are temporary, yes.
So they'll be gone soon. But they sure did this quickly, I feel like. I mean, it was just the beginning of, what, February or January that they started the project, and they got it done on time.
Yeah.
And that says a lot. So kudos to everybody involved, because it's unusual when things actually are done a little bit ahead of time, actually.
And, of course, Barrancas really needed the drainage upgrade.
Well, it's all in anticipation of the...
It was like a lake if it rained.
Oh, yeah.
And across Main Street, too.
Right, right. Okay, we're here talking with Malcolm Ballinger at Ballinger Publishing. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here on Monday morning, the first Monday in August. If you're just joining us as you're getting ready to walk into your office or workplace or school, lots happening again this weekend, as always. And you can always find out by looking in the Downtown Crowd August issue, which is coming out today, right?
Yep.
And where can you find that, by the way?
Oh, everywhere.
Okay. Anything? Can you be a little more specific?
Just about every restaurant, doctor's office.
Yep, in town. They have racks right out front. Visitor Center all have them. They have them on the beach.
Yes, Joe Patty's has a huge rack, as does Richie's East. And we have trouble actually keeping it filled with publications because they go so quickly.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love having my Downtown Crowd because, like I said before, I keep it with me, and it has all the calendar of events in the back so I can kind of reference and see what's happening every weekend. And then Pensacola Magazine, this is a special issue that's coming.
Very
today,
special.
Coming out today.
Yes. Parade of Homes. We've talked about it earlier. Please, if you even if you're not thinking about buying a new house, if you just want ideas on remodeling, to see some of the new trends in the new homes will generate some ideas, I think.
Yeah, it's exciting. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. And
yes.
The big event is that starts, you said, next week. Is that correct? The actual parade.
Yes,
is open
houses. A week from Friday.
Okay, that's fun.
Just a quick note back to what we spoke about before the break. You know, elections are coming up.
Yes,
now
sir.
Is a good time. If you have ideas or beefs or positive comments, now is a good time to speak to your representative.
Absolutely. And the potential candidates,
potential candidates, because they are listening.
By the way, I believe it is tonight at 5 o'clock that there is going to be a candidates forum out on Pensacola Beach. I'm sorry I don't have the location. Shame on me. I think it's at the Peach Community Church. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But check that out. I'm sure you could just Google it and find out where it is. But I think they have several of the local candidates will be there. And there'll be several of those types of forums, you know, in the next month or two. Go to them. I always find it really interesting to hear the candidates. And you can bring your questions there and hear what they have to say.
Don't for one minute think that you cannot be persuasive with your local representatives, because if enough people speak up, things change.
Absolutely. Great advice and a great note to leave on this morning.
Serious note to leave on.
Yes, that's exactly right. All right, well, this has been Pep Talk. Thank
yes,
you again.
It's been fun.
I know.
It.
Thank you for coming in early and in spending the full hour with me, Malcolm. And again, don't forget, those new publications are coming out in the next hour or two.
Even as we speak.
That's right. Pensacola Magazine, Downtown Crowd. Thank you, Malcolm.
Thank you.